LHK Shelbyville, Indianapolis. Dirks is coming to town, and we have your free tickets. Another chance to win is less than 10 minutes away on Country 97.1 Hank FM.
Blake Shelton, who's very famous for his tweets, his Twitter profile picture is actually a picture of his wife Miranda on the cover of Marie Claire magazine. Isn't that sweet? It's Miranda Lambert Automatic on Country 97.1 Hank FM.
Free ticket alert. Free ticket alert. Free ticket alert.
Hey, I'm Dirk Bentley. Call now to win.
Caller 9 at 239-9797 wins tickets to Dirk Bentley at Clips Music Center. From Country 97.1 Hank FM.
I got my Cole Swindell chilling it on Country 97.1 Hank FM. Good morning. It's Dave and Casey. Who's this?
It's Crystal.
Crystal, People Magazine says Dirks Bentley is country's hottest guy. Agree?
I agree.
You do?
Oh, wow.
I do.
All right. Well, win. You got tickets to see him.
Oh, you're kidding me.
You were caller 9 already. You didn't have to agree, but you were going to win either way. But it was nice to hear. Dirks Bentley, Kip Moore, Maddie and Tay, and Kanan Smith on Saturday, September 5th at Klipsch Music Center. And you have won the tickets before you can even buy them. The first winner of the week. Way to go.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Have a fun time. Tickets are on sale Friday morning, 10 o'clock, livenation.com. These tickets that we're giving away this week are courtesy of our friends at Coors Light. We have another chance for you at 5:10 this afternoon, again at 8:10 and 5:10 tomorrow and through Thursday. And then every hour on Friday between 8:10 and 5:10 at 10 after the hour, tickets on the tens to see this guy, Dirks Bentley, Country 97.1 Hank FM.
Hey, this is Dirks Bentley, and you're listening to Dave O'Brien on Country 97.1 Hank FM.
Dirks Bentley, free and easy, Country 97.1 Hank FM. That pretty much describes the tickets that we're giving away. Free and easy to win. 5:10 this afternoon, again, your next chance to see Dirks Saturday, September 5th, with Kip Moore, Maddie and Tay, and Kanan Smith. Now, Casey, you just told me that your family has already had a little preview of this concert because they saw Dirks Bentley last week?
Yeah.
What happened? Where was that?
My parents met my uncle, who lives in Arizona. He came into Gatlinburg to kind of be in an area where people could come down and see him, and he's got three kids.
Right, we were talking about this last week. They got a cabin down in Gatlinburg, which I love doing. They have the whole family down there. Yeah,
really cool. So they're down there in Gatlinburg, and they went to Old Smoky, the
Moonshine Place. Yeah, right there on the main drag of Gatlinburg. I've been in it, yeah.
And my dad said they're just kind of hanging out, you know, taking all kinds of pictures and all this stuff. And then this guy comes to the bar and takes four shots. And they're like, my dad's like, I think I know that guy. And then he goes to the stage and gets on stage with these bluegrass guys and plays bluegrass. And it was Dirks Bentley.
Really?
Yeah.
Just dropped into Gatlinburg.
Dropped into Gatlinburg, took some shots with these bluegrass guys.
Yeah.
Hopped up on stage and played, he said, four or five songs.
Wow. Now, he did the CD Riser.
Yeah.
Up on the Ridge was the bluegrass one. Riser is his most recent.
Yeah,
Up on the Ridge was the bluegrass one. He's very much into bluegrass music, but he just made a surprise appearance. Now, he was in Tennessee, obviously, for CMA Music Festival last week because he was doing a lot of stuff there. But what day or night was this, do you know? He must have been on his way into Nashville if he stopped in Gatlinburg.
I believe it was Tuesday.
Really? So on the eve of CMA Music Fest when he was coming to town.
Yeah, Tuesday was going to happen, yeah.
Now, how many people were in the bar at the time?
They didn't tell me. It seemed.
I mean, it's a small place.
The pictures that I saw, there were a handful, maybe.
Yeah.
So I have no idea.
Did they get any pictures or video?
None.
Oh boy.
I was like, guys.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
It would have been really, really cool to show people that it truly did happen. But now your story is a little.
No, it's a very, very believable story. Dirks Bentley in a bar. I mean, I'll believe that any day. And just down the road from Nashville and playing a little bit of bluegrass. Absolutely. Sounds like something he would do.